Museums have a lot to offer, a place to learn about science, history, art, and more, but they can also be economic drivers for their communities. That's the focus of this year's Creative Economy Week, hosted by Arts Wisconsin and the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. It's happening now, and it's being marked by events in cities around the state. Ann Katz is the executive director of Arts Wisconsin. Full disclosure, she's also a board member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. And welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about Creative Economy Week. It's in its fourth year. What's the goal? What are you trying to highlight when we look at the creative economy?
Well, how much time do I have? we're continuing to make the case that the arts are good for our souls, good for our economy, good for our children, good for our quality of life, good for everything in Wisconsin. And so Creative Economy Week is one of our promotional ways to do that. The League of Municipalities, which is a great partner because they're concerned with the health and well-being of Wisconsin and its communities and its people, just as we are. We have done a lot of different kinds of projects together, and the marketing director and I sat down a few years ago and said, what else can we do? Gail Sumi is her name. And so we came up with this week. And a lot of it is what we can share on social media. We have proclamations from cities and villages around the state. And what's really great is that organizations and communities come up with their own projects and we get to promote them.
And let's get to the museums now. I think a lot of people will think of the benefits of museums, and they like them. They like what they learn there, but they don't necessarily think about the economic impact. What do we know about the role that museums can play in a local economy?
Well, like every aspect of the arts, museums are institutions that bring us joy, bring us information and education, and they add to the economy, because when people go to a museum, they park their car, they go out to eat, if they're visiting someplace, they might go shopping. They buy things at the museum. They look at the art and the things that are in the museum. And all of that adds up to an experience that not only, again, enriches our souls, but also helps a community stay vibrant. And so we, every year with Creative Economy Week, we focus on some aspect of the arts. We've done performing arts centers. We've done murals. This year it's museums. And I could just spend the next 10 minutes or more listing the many different kinds of museums we have in the state. But it's a great opportunity to promote what we do have.
And when you start listing museums, we don't need to do it here, but the main lesson, it seems to me, is there are a lot more museums in Wisconsin than I would have thought.
Oh, absolutely. We have arts, science, environmental, history, and all sorts of other children's and all sorts of other different kinds of museums. And they range from the Milwaukee Art Museum, which people have pretty much everybody knows in the state, to the Superior Public Museum, to the Northwoods Children's Museum in Rhinelander, the Door County Maritime Museum. Mm-hmm. The problem with only listing a few is that I'm going to forget
or you're going to leave
most
out, yeah,
of them, and they're going to say, why didn't you mention me?
So how much can a smaller or mid-sized town build around a museum? Because in addition to the economic impact, are there kind of spillover businesses once you start luring people to stay that downtown?
Absolutely. Any place that there is a museum or any other arts institution, there is activity. And it doesn't happen all at once. If you look at the Milwaukee Art Museum, if you look at the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, if you look at the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum, It's an economy that comes around that place, which is restaurants for people to go to before or after, shops, again, parking ramps, all the things that go into an institution. And so we do have many museums in our big cities, but we also have many museums in our small communities. One of the places that we were just there 2 days ago, Gail and I, we were at the Rahr West Museum in Manitowoc, which is owned by the city of Manitowoc, and that's pretty rare. There are not very many of those. It's a jewel for Manitowoc. We had the mayor of Manitowoc actually talking about how wonderful it was that they had this museum in their small city. It has an outstanding art collection, and we got to tour the Youth Art Month exhibit with hundreds of artworks by kids from the Manitowoc area. So it's a great benefit for any size city.
Talking to Ann Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin. It's Creative Economy Week. We're talking about the economic impact of museums around Wisconsin. What kind of, you mentioned that a city-owned museum is fairly rare. What kind of public support from state and local governments are museums getting in Wisconsin?
Well, museums, like any other business, are incredibly good at figuring out how to keep their work going. Every museum has to make itself, has to be relevant to its community. So the thing about a museum is that there's not only the work inside the walls, but more and more museums around the state are extending the museum, museums without walls. And that means bringing programs to community, to out to communities, whether it's educational programs or other community programs. And, you know, the internet has made it possible for anyone to tour any museum anywhere. So, you know, there's a mixture of public-private funding. There's what we call earned income, which is everything from ticket sales to selling things in the gift shop. But like any business, museums are continually thinking about how to make people, get people interested in their product and then have people participate. I should also say that there have been studies about the economic impact of museums. And in 2016, Wisconsin museums contributed $137 million in tax revenue, including $45.9 million to state and local government. So it's not only that museums are providing this experience to learn about a topic, but they're also adding to the tax base. So it's an all-around package.
Do you see any challenges facing museums in Wisconsin these days?
Well, like any business, it's a matter of how to, again, stay relevant and be part of the community. I think that's every business, and whether it's for-profit or nonprofit, every institution has to make sure that it's serving the community and is relevant to the community. As I said, a museum has walls, and you want to get people into the building in a world where everybody is sitting in front of their computer. And you also want to extend the work that the museum brings to the community. So the challenges are those kinds of challenges that any, again, community resource is facing. But I will say that what I see from Wisconsin museums is that they're incredibly creative about doing that churn all the time.
On the wider subject of creative economies, we are in a budget year here in Wisconsin. What kind of things are you looking for, hoping for from lawmakers this year?
Well, we have been working for the last few years on a creative economy development program, which would be at the moment administered by the Wisconsin Arts Board, and it would fund economic development through the arts, and that's everything from a cultural district to a cultural plan to artist live workspace and their public-private partnership. Arts education, because we have to make sure that our kids are prepared for the 21st century workforce and the world they live in, and infrastructure so that we can make sure that our institutions continue. We have gotten great bipartisan support for this legislation. It's now sort of working its way through the legislature. It's a very interesting year, that's for sure. But we're really seeing a lot of support for this kind of 21st century development, so we're optimistic.
You mentioned workforce. Earlier on the show, we talked to a lawmaker who's working on a non-related plan aimed at keeping out-of-state students in Wisconsin after they graduate from college. Do you see the availability of creative economy outlets, of attractions like museums and others as part of that effort?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people want to live, work, and play in places that have a lot of things to do, that have things for their kids to do, that have everything from arts to zoos, you know, libraries, parks, bike paths. People want that. And if they don't have it in their community, they'll go find it somewhere else. So the amenities in a community, which a museum is part of, are definitely part of the community development mix. Plus, the arts are important in a community because the arts help people be creative. They be problem solvers, work as a team, work independently. And all of those are skills that our 21st century workforce needs, whatever job they're in. And so, you know, again, the arts are a sort of full package, and a museum is part of that mix. And so, again, we see a lot of understanding and support from our elected officials and our civic leaders about that.
And the weekend is coming up. Any suggestions to listeners on how they might celebrate Creative Economy Week here at Wisconsin?
Well, the culmination of Creative Economy Week is not only the week ending, but it's it is Armed Forces Day, so it's museums around the state have a program where members of the military can go to museums without charge, and that's a nationwide program. It's the annual downtown open house where businesses and arts institutions and everything in a community in a downtown are opening their doors for people to experience. So we want people to get out and experience a museum and experience their community.
We'll leave it there for now. Anne, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Anne Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin. She was with us to talk about the economic impact of museums. That's the theme of this year's Creative Economy Week.